Welcome to Pipe Dream Theater's production of Three Ghosts, an original musical based on Charles Dickens' classic A Christmas Carol. During the 2020 quarantine, a time when entertainment paused and shifted, Three Ghosts was self-recorded by performers all over the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoy. Episode 2. Past. After receiving an ominous message from Jacob Marley, Scrooge waits in his bedchambers for the arrival of the first ghost.
1 o'clock? And nothing else? Nothing at all, Jacob Marley. Nobody under the table. Nobody under the sofa. Nobody under the bed. Nobody in the closet.
Good evening.
What are you doing hiding in my closet?
Waiting.
For what?
For you to open the door.
In the closet?
Ebenezer, a ghost stands before you, and these are your questions.
You're not the first ghost I've seen today.
I feel so mediocre.
You should at least feel inconsequential.
I am the ghost of Christmas past.
I don't care.
I shall ferry you back in time to observe that.
Let me make this as clear as possible, ghost. Your presence is neither requested nor wanted.
And let me make this equally clear, child. I am not any more interested in being with you than you with me, but I have, in a literal sense, all the time in the world, and I will not leave until I have completed my task. Now sit down. Shoulders back, chin up. Good.
Yes, ma'am. What's this? It's snowing. How is it snowing in here?
And the old purple.
It's not snowing, Ebenezer. It's...
Who are these kids?
They are...
These pests have returned. Get out of my house.
Ebenezer Scrooge, that is you. That is your sister Fan. Now do shut up.
Was I ever that young?
You don't remember.
I do not.
It was the last Christmas you had spent together till well into your adolescence.
Yes, I was sent away.
Sent away?
To boarding school.
Why?
It's what was done.
That is not why.
It was so long ago, I'd prefer not to relive it.
In case you have yet to catch on, this is what we will be doing for the time I am with you.
My father sent me away.
Yes?
I used to read books of great fantasy and adventure. On this day, I was playing with Fan, and you see, she would have fits of not being able to breathe. She collapsed. She didn't die, no, but my father, he raged with anger. By Christmas Day, he had me shipped away to a boarding school. At 3p a week, it was a fair trade to be rid of me. Fan always blamed herself, she thought. May I speak to her? I'd like to tell her. I hold no ill will toward her.
Yet you shun her daughter.
Freya is another story. Can you call Fan over?
I cannot. These are echoes of a life that was. An imprint of the sun when you close your eyes.
Then what is the point?
The past is set, unchangeable. It may be good of you to remember that. Another happy Christmas?
In case you have yet to catch on, there are no happy Christmases.
Don't talk back. Hands at your side. Fingers point to the ground. Stand up straight. This is a joyous look into your past, Ebenezer. Smile. Not that much. A decade has passed.
Look at me. Still stuck in a book. Still trying to escape my position through stories and imagination.
You couldn't be blamed. The other children have gone home for Christmas. You are, in point of fact, all alone.
An extra 8p to leave me the 24th and 25th. One Christmas when I was 12, I left the school to walk home. I don't know for what purpose or what I'd have done if I'd completed the voyage. It was snowing. I didn't make it far. Freezing, I took shelter in a warehouse. The owners found me in the morning, fed me hot soup, and took me back to school. I wish...
Yes?
Oh, nothing.
Speak or don't speak. Don't simply trail off. Now, what were you going to say?
It's just... there were some children out front of my house. They were cold, and I wish I had done something for them. But the past is the past, isn't it?
It is.
And I cannot change that.
You cannot.
Then again, I must ask, what is the point?
When you write in your ledgers, the ink is permanent?
Of course.
Think before you write. But this is a happy Christmas for you.
It is not.
Fern! Fern, what are you doing here? Father will be furious.
Father brought me here.
For what purpose?
To bring you home for Christmas.
Home?
Yes. All day today and all day tomorrow. I've been reading him your letters before supper. Sometimes he even asks me to read them again before we retire to bed. He misses you, Ebenezer. I swear it.
But then I will return to school.
After Christmas, but only after.
I can't.
Ebenezer?
I can't. When I finish school, I plan to go to work at a warehouse nearby. I will earn my way in this world without Father. And I'll buy a house where you can visit me on the holidays. But you needn't travel too far because it'll be just down the road. And we'll take tea together in the afternoon and supper every Sunday. But I cannot go with you now.
I don't understand.
Will you forgive me?
There's nothing to forgive.
Have a Merry Christmas, Fan. Wish Father... tell him... thank you.
Ebenezer? May we... sit for a moment? This, here, now, can be my Christmas.
Never bought her the house. By the time I had the money, she
never wanted the house.
But I did.
There are many things I know, Ebenezer, but one thing I do not is why you refused to go with her that day.
The idea of a reprieve, only to go back and be torn down once again. I couldn't bear it. But now, I wish I had. I wish I had the chance to spend just one more day with her. An hour! I lost so much of my life with her because of my father. Then to have her taken so soon.
But not before she had a daughter.
I told you Freya was a different story.
Please, do elucidate.
Freya, she looks like her mother. Sounds like her mother. Has the same unbreakable spirit. It's too much to see her again. I cannot look at her and not say Fan.
You wish you had the chance to spend one more day with her. Even an hour. This was a happy Christmas for you.
Allow me to recapitulate. It was not.
Then shall we find a Christmas of true carefree happiness?
Are you able, then, to change the past?
I needn't.
Ah, there I am. I was handsome back then, and working like a steam engine.
Ebenezer Scrooge!
No. No, it can't be.
Yes, Mr. Fezziwig?
It is!
What are you doing?
Just finishing up work, sir.
Work has been over for almost 3 whole minutes. Close that ledger this instant. We've a party to prepare for.
Just one moment. I have a few more orders to file.
Those orders will be there tomorrow. The party is tonight. Which do you think is more important?
I...
think carefully.
The party?
The party, indeed!
Are you sure?
Quite sure. Would it help if I ordered you as proprietor to set up for the party?
It would put my mind at ease, yes.
Mr. Scrooge, I order you to close up that ledger and push these boxes out of the way so that we may have a merry celebration.
Thank you, sir.
Ah, Fezziwig. Such a horrible businessman. Terrible. Simply the worst. He overpaid his workers, and what little profit he made, he gifted to us in one form or another.
Mr. Scrooge, I order you to drink a mug of ale!
His personal gain didn't matter to him. It was almost as if he paid just to see us each workday. Work! It felt more like games than work. And it flew by. His good spirit made the work easier.
So you learned from this, and implemented such techniques at your business.
Yes, well...
Excuse me? Speak up.
There are some differences.
Differences?
We have a marvelous time, he and I.
He?
Bill.
Bob.
Bob Cratchit. I knew that. I was just distracted. I thought you said you wanted me to be happy.
I said nothing of the kind. I said that this was a true happy Christmas. Then, now, I have no control over that.
You seem to have much control.
Silence, child.
Come, Mr. Scrooge,
where's my husband?
It's Mrs. Fezziwig.
I'm here, my love.
And her three little Miss Fezziwigs.
Hello, Father.
Oh, the party is a disaster. No one is dancing. There's no kissing under the mistletoe. And not one person is passed out in the corner.
Allow me to solve at least one of those under this mistletoe, if you please.
Mrs. Fezziwig, worthy to be his partner in every sense of the term. If that's not high praise, tell me higher and I'll use it.
Well, that's one down at least. Ebenezer.
Yes, ma'am?
Why are you not holding a mug of ale?
Sorry, ma'am.
I told him to, my lord.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Ah, the Fezziwigs. They were like a lightning bolt of marshmallows. Sunlight that bathed us in good spirits. And you couldn't hide in the shade from it, no. And why would you want to? But if you tried, they'd sweep you to the sky like leaves in a gust of wind. They were not to be trifled with. They were people who would dance and had no notion of walking here.
My friends, I thank you all.
And we'll sing Merry Christmas.
For coming to this ball.
And we'll sing Merry Christmas.
What a the year we all get together.
To eat and drink and whatever.
And dance like fool without measure. And we'll sing. And we'll sing. And we'll sing. Come on and raise your glasses. Here's to life and you, my lads and lassies.
Fall in love, but don't fall under
fall. Let's keep it up all night.
God be to my delight.
Standing in the light, every step that she takes seems to make me smile, and I feel like I have waited all my life to be with you.
You fill my heart, I cherish this every day, every year, every love and kiss, and I feel like I have waited all my life.
Truth be told, I couldn't tell you what about. It was like that moment when you open your eyes in the morning and the distinction between awake and dreamer blurred. It was the most glorious day of my life.
Then why do you look so sour?
It hurts to remember when it didn't hurt.
Do you fault the sun for breaking through the clouds after rain?
Sunlight is dreadful.
You proposed to her the very next Christmas.
Dearest love, you are my light. You're my first thought each day and last at night. I can't imagine spending life without you. Will you marry me? I promise I'll be true. From this point on,
we'll be as one.
We'll be as one.
Being next to you, your gaze, your
till the end.
I won't let go.
I'll keep you safe
and hold you close from this point on. I won't let
go. Christmas. Only a year later. What has happened?
May we go, please? May we move on?
Why are there no festivities? Where went the spirit of the holiday?
Mr. Fezziwig died in the spring. His wife sold the business and moved up north with family. I moved to London and started a business of my own. It was hard work. It demanded attention. I asked for no forgiveness.
I understand. You made a choice.
I didn't realize it was a choice at the time.
She's about to arrive.
Please remove me from this place.
Would you have done something different if you knew it was a choice?
I don't know. God help me, I don't know.
Mr. Marley?
Hello, Ebenezer.
What is it?
It's 10:30.
Yes.
It's Christmas.
Christmas does not halt the changing of the seasons. It does not halt the day from becoming night. And it does not halt work.
It used to. Ebenezer.
Belle, we've talked about this.
Yes, we have.
Then I don't understand your confusion. I'm doing this for us. For our forthcoming family.
And what good is any of that if you aren't around for it?
And what good is it if you're in the workhouse? What good is it if I'm jailed for my debts?
And taking Christmas off would bring that to fruition?
This is a silly conversation.
Is it?
It is. Until you realize the cold truth. Money is important.
Yes, to you. It is very important to you.
It is.
Ben, allow me to donate.
What is this?
Your ring.
I know what it is.
Then you should know what it means.
You would break our engagement over a neglected Christmas.
I am already a widow. It's just the ghost of you that appears from time to time.
Spare me your poetic nonsense.
Then I'll be direct. You'll move on. You'll be successful, I have no doubt. You'll forget me. Perhaps you'll even learn to curse my name, but I shall not curse yours. I will now and forever wish you only happiness.
I beg you to leave me in peace.
No.
Please!
I cannot. I am always here. I will always be here. Aren't you curious what this place is?
I don't care!
3 years after that night, almost to the day, Belle met Thomas.
Stop it.
They were quickly wed. Within a year, they bought this house.
Stop it!
Merry Christmas, my dear.
Merry Christmas, Thomas.
I was walking home tonight, and a set of circumstances took me past the office of Scrooge and Marley. Honestly, I'd have walked by without noticing if it weren't for a solitary candle illuminating Scrooge. Just sitting at his desk.
Yes?
Quite an eerie feeling, as I had heard of Marley's passing just the night before. And there was Scrooge, all alone in his office on Christmas Day. Alone in all the world, I wager.
Yes.
It made me ever so sad and worried for the poor man. I wonder, should you drop in? See how he's doing?
Oh, Thomas. You're a good man. And I love you with all my heart. Ebenezer Scrooge does not remember who I am.
Please, I've seen enough. Spirit, take me back. I cannot bear to watch any longer. I've forgotten how the pain used to stop my heart as everyone I love turned away from me. I cannot bear to watch any longer. Spirit, take me back. And leave me to suffer in peace.
Every lonely year that you're suffering is one more year you've lost. Any chance to feel the warmth of love again? This may be your final chapter now, old man, and there's only you to blame. I have no time nor the sympathy to wish and hope.
Spirit, why can't you see?
You don't understand. It is you who must see.
This is the time to look back and to really change. This is the time. Can't you feel that your soul's in pain? You can't go back. All you have is your thoughts of the past. And if you finally every perfect kiss, do you really think a life like this is good and full of love? This is the time to look back and to really change. This is the time. Don't you see that?
I heard about Mr. Marley.
It's the 25th of December. You're not supposed to be here.
I only thought... I wanted to see if...
Marley made it clear when he hired you that you would receive this day off with pay. As he died, he made me promise to continue to do so. A thing I believe he has done to annoy me beyond his years.
Yes, sir.
When you return on the 26th, you will have my old office, and I will take his.
Yes, sir. Perhaps, though, you would like to take the day on the 26th? I can handle the office.
There is work to be done.
The work will be there the next day.
Marley's death does not halt the changing of the seasons. It does not halt day from becoming night. And it does not halt work. Good afternoon.
Years have passed, and still you have never changed your ways. These are but the shadows of things that have been. You can't turn back time and can't relive long ago days. In the past, things are what they are. In the past, you can see things you wish you could have done. Do not blame me, any blame is yours. You have painted and sculpted these memories, frozen in time and painfully haunting.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Three Ghosts. If you enjoyed your time, please tell a friend. If you'd like to help with the creation of projects like this, please visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/pipedreamtheater. Three Ghosts is based on Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. Book and music by C.E. Simon, lyrics and directed by Liz Muller. From our cast of over 40 people from all over the world,
Colombia,
Germany,
Australia,
the Philippines,
Russia,
South Africa,
Scotland,
and the United States, we wish you happy holidays. Be safe and be good to each other all the days of the year.